Discover your purpose. Need to know the purpose God has created you for? Discover your purpose today. We are a group who love the body of Christ and can imagine seeing everyone do what God has called them to do. We also understand that the body is diverse and everyone is unique. Not everyone is called to the pulpit. This was designed by Christians who spend many years wanting to know their purpose. They read the life stories of how and why God used them, such as David, Ezekiel, Paul, Peter, John, etc., fasted and prayed often saying, "Lord, what can I do for your kingdom?" The meaning of life. We spend a lot of time analyzing our finances, our entertainment, our friends, but do we actually spend time analyzing ourselves and what we are made for? What is the meaning of life? God has created us for a unique purpose, and by doing it we find a sense of meaning. But the ultimate meaning of life is having a relationship with God as Father through Yeshua and helping others get there. This is the real meaning of life. Cemeteries are filled with people who never tapped into the potential God had given them through Yeshua. Some end up doing their purpose part way or at the end of their life. There are some seen to fall into what their purpose is, but for many they discover it as they go. Therefore, discover your purpose that God has for you through a series of self-seeking questions. The meaning of life is literally found in Yeshua, as the documentary series Ordinary Christians portrays. Questions to discover. It is like climbing a mountain. The more one climbs, the more one can see. These questions help climb this mountain quickly. It reveals the purpose God that has placed in our hearts. For example, God anointing David to be king over Israel is a fixed plan, and David also had plans that were spontaneous, such as feeling compelled to collect things in the building of the temple. Therefore, within the overall plan, there are some things that are spontaneous. Yeshua was laser focused to go to Israel, minister in the surrounding cities, and finally went to Jerusalem. Yet he still helped those God puts across his path. Ultimately, our purpose is to glorify God by sharing the good news of Yeshua to others. But how and to whom will vary a great deal. The Apostle Peter went to the Jews and Paul to the Gentiles. Through a series of questions, you will discover to whom you are sent and how to approach them. 7 practical steps for purpose. Before we start, ask the Lord to reveal your purpose and fast at least 24 hours. Write down 4 answers to each of the following questions, and when done, circle the strongest answer for each. What can I do to help believers in Yeshua? At the present time, what is it that I hate or perceive is mankind's greatest barrier to living for Yeshua? What is the biggest problem I faced and how the Lord helped me overcome it? Next to each of the strongest answers, expand on them by writing 1 to 2 sentences what you can do to help others so that Yeshua gets the glory. These will be 3 visions God has placed in your heart. Start establishing 3 goals for each vision. But start working on the vision that is the quickest to implement. Once done, start working on the one that shows the most love of Yeshua. Once done, work on the vision that impacts the most people for Yeshua. Each day do something related to the visions. This is what some call one day at a time meaning. Be continually in pray, asking for help and thanking him every step of the way. Be agile enough to take a break and work on other kingdom projects, then go back. Purpose next steps. Do this exercise every 2 to 3 years to help evaluate or establish visions and goals, thereby helping prioritize how to spend his time, money, and resources effectively for his kingdom. Great resources on purpose. Great motivational sermons that will inspire you on the journey. There are many sermons and messages out there, so find those that are impactful.